Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Sparks Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on, well, what is our, we're back in our comfy chair.
How about that?
In our usual spot.
I forgot
to put something up here.
Uh-oh.
No, I'll get to it.
What you got?
Don't worry about it.
I got it right here.
Do not worry about we'll get to the cowbell in a second, I just heard here. But anyway, we are here with you 6 to 9, back in our usual spot. We appreciate and want to thank everybody for making us a part of your Sunday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a special little Thanksgiving weekend to them fine folks in Swanee, Georgia.
In Swanee, Georgia.
Swanee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why Swanee?
Why not Swanee?
Okay.
Why me? Like the John Moran commercial said. Says who? Why not? You know, that's what
they're the home of the number one high school team in this football team in the state in 7A. Collins Hill High School, of course, that's the renowned alma mater of Maya Moore. She kind of put that school on the map back in the day when she was, winning state championship after state championship after state championship. And they're looking to try to nail one down in football here. They are 2 weeks away as they're through the quarterfinal round. So that's a little bit about Swanee.
That was perfect because I had a chance to put up the thing I hadn't put up there yet.
Yeah,
so,
whatever you were
while
doing.
While you were doing that. Let me ask you a question. This is one of those matchups that you will be talking about on the Friday night high school football scoreboard show, which is reaching was it last Friday was the last one, or you got another one?
We got another one coming up this week. We got semifinal round coming up.
Okay. All right.
You know, we had quarterfinals this week, and I mean we're running a little late because we got Hawks basketball, but after Hawks basketball, we had a show this week and talked to some of the victorious coaches, and still got teams in the area who are still climbing, trying to get to that 15th game. That 15th game will be the state championship game. So a lot of teams start the season with the goal to play 15 games. Only a handful of them actually make it, and there's some that are still climbing, still working on it.
And as I learned from you and Chris Parker, your partner on the show who came on here, there's something special about knowing you got to practice on Thanksgiving or around there.
It's been a very, very special week. Very special week because you're out of school and you practice in the mornings again like you did before school started back in August, right?
Got to get back up again early.
Get up early and get it all done. But, you know, I read you off the menu of what they had over at Brookwood. Remember I told you about all the stuff they served to the players over there? And they had a breakfast. They've been practicing on Thanksgiving for so many years, so they have tradition. So it was great. Those teams got a chance to do that. That means you had a special season. Yeah.
I had a nice night of sleep last
night. I'm sure you did.
It wasn't when we got off the air day. I wasn't sure if that was going to happen or not.
Yeah.
But it was a big day around here yesterday, and we will spend time talking about what happened. There's a couple events going on around this joint. I gotta fill you in on. Jesse's going on a field trip.
Where?
Hey, listen, it's where dogs go. I mean, it's like when we were kids. Tracy's sitting over here packing a lunch with an apple in it. With Jesse going on a field trip. It's like he used to go to the Museum of Science and Industry when I was a kid. Jesse going on a field trip, I'll tell you about that.
Played nicely with the other kids in the sandbox.
I have told you about Big Chris, who lives behind me. He's the one with the pit bull who makes Jesse look like a toothpick. Jesse's a pit bull too, but this one, Big Chris's pit bull, is named Cassius.
Okay,
we'll just leave it at that.
All right.
And so, you know, we go back there and we talk at the fence all the time about stuff. And I told you about his Thanksgiving, what he was up to. By the way, he ended up not frying any turkeys. He had so many folks come by and brought food. He said, "I ain't going out there and you know, do no turkeys." Kind of like you said that folks were eating at a certain time. You went out and made some steaks.
Yep.
He didn't even bother with that. But anyway, yesterday. And if you weren't listening, I stay away when there's a game on here with the University of Michigan. Because all of a sudden it turns into a truck stop if it's not going well. And I just, I want her to be happy, but I don't have a dog in the fight. Right? And I keep saying that, but it doesn't seem to resonate. Well, I just decided to stay away during the season. And it's worked out because I'm kind of superstitious that way.
Okay.
So if you keep winning and I ain't around to watch it, I'm not going to watch it. I don't care what kind of big game it is. And that was the case yesterday. And yesterday was the biggest game. Well, she didn't even worry about me. One of her girlfriends came over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they not only watched the game, but they had, popped open some wine.
Wow.
Yeah. Now,
way this is headed.
Yeah, not right at kickoff, but, you know, wine was flowing by halftime.
There we go.
And then the second half. And when I tell you that there was noise coming out from my living room to the point where I was afraid somebody was going to call 911 on me, that was the case. To the point where also somebody let Jesse out to go in the backyard, and I think it was Tracy, she opened the door, and Chris from behind us, the house behind us, and it's not like one of those neighborhoods where it's like right there. It's a little bit of a distance, but I mean, you got to be hollering to get his attention if we're on each other's porches. He came out and wondered what was going on in my house.
Uh-oh.
He really did. He came out because she told me. Chris came out and was wondering what was going on. And then, because he was watching the game too, like everybody else following, you know, the game that was on at that time, bouncing between that and Georgia, and wondered what was going on here. All the screaming and yelling that were coming out of my living room downstairs. But they prevailed. It was a beautiful scene. The snow was coming down. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
So I got to sleep well last night. But I reminded them, y'all need to, you know, enjoy this for about 24 hours. Because if you stumble over Wisconsin, which was the team at the time being, but it ended up being Iowa, Michigan's going to face Iowa in the Big Ten Championship. You know, all this is for naught. Okay, so just, you know, enjoy this. Take a page from the Braves. When they won the NL championship, the job wasn't done. And so I just was reminded of that. Well, that didn't land very well. At the time, that didn't land very well. That piece of information, what do you mean we got to play next week? I said, y'all in the Big Ten, you got a championship game next week. Who are we playing? You know, so anyway, it was... Despite that information, it was a nice night around here yesterday. And I don't know how much you did. Now, I know you were on the road or you were running around. Did you get any chance to see any of that matchup?
I didn't get a chance to see anything, man. I was over at Center Park Stadium with Georgia State wrapping up the season, which is turning into a historic season for Georgia State. The win was another conference win in the Sun Belt. That's most in school history. And we get into that at 7 o'clock, what's happening. And they have a chance to, with the win in a bowl game, I have 8 wins, which would be the most ever in program history. Not bad for a team that started out 1-4.
Man.
And so some good things happening over that way.
So, yeah, so I was, you know, bouncing around yesterday. I did a little work around here.
The alma mater is different. We'll talk about the alma mater.
Ooh, well, that's what Mr. Crenshaw does at 7 o'clock straight up. He brings you up on everything local.
The alma mater. And Dylan and I spoke to our dismay about the alma mater.
So. Is that why you got a cowbell in there? What's with the cowbell this morning?
Well, it's the cowbell just to wake folk up. That's all.
You just, now you can't. Okay, so hang on a second.
What's that?
We're getting to be like a marching band here. I got, you guys got that. That's been a part of the show. And you got that.
So that's all.
All right, man. So let me run down what we got going on here. Like I said, we're going to do a deep dive into college football coming up in just a little bit. NBA, we're going to talk some NBA coming up at, well, before the end of the hour. In the 7 o'clock hour, and we have to do this early today, we're going to hear from D-Led. And we haven't heard from D-Led in a minute.
And we'll find out the reason why. That's not, you know, when we talk to him, we find out why. We usually talk to him in
later.
Our last hour, but we got to talk to him a little bit earlier today. He's special today.
All right. Well, he's always special.
Yeah, with D-Led, D-Led's
special. He's special.
It's holiday and it's special.
Okay. And on, boy, I got all kinds of little nuggets from this date that happened on this date. But coming up in the... later on the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to let you know about a casting call. Got a brand new, fresh one up, and there are needs. Again, normally I shut this thing down, let you guys just take a break during the holidays, but no, twofold. One is there are some specific needs, but also this great time to get in a database of a lot of people. So I'll be telling you about that coming up at 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, as we are the opening act for a day of football around here. Of course, starting off with Falcons and Jaguars, but we are going to talk NFL. In the 8 o'clock hour. And then we're going to kind of switch gears just for a little bit and talk to Terrell. And this is mainly because D-Led couldn't come on in, and we'll find out why. But Terrell Thomas, who we reach out to, along with Deshaun Tate when it comes to basketball. On this date, by the way, that we lost Dr. Naismith.
Wow.
Yeah.
The man who brought the peach basket.
Here's the other thing. Is he credited with starting things off with basketball? I didn't know that he is credited with inventing the football helmet.
Really?
Did you know that?
Did not know that.
I did not know it. Well, he was an inventor. So, along with other
so
things.
So, did he patent it after the basket? Which came first, the helmet
or
the basket?
They didn't list that.
Because remember, the original basket, you had to dump the ball out of it. It didn't just go through like what we see today.
That was an innovation.
Right.
Pull the bottom out of that thing. Eventually, it would have fell off because the ball kept going in there. But now, yeah, he's credited with that, inventing the football helmet. So that's what the show is today. Again, we are the opening act for a full day of football. We're going to talk to D-Led about what are we to think of this Falcons team. What are we to see? And I'm also interested in his thoughts as we come off a day where everybody's focused on Michigan, Ohio State. You know who's been out of the news for a minute and a half is Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he's happy about. But I'm curious to see what D-Led thinks of Urban so far. Is he in lockstep with a lot of people that feel like this guy's going to be here for a minute and then he's going to get back to college as soon as he possibly can? Won't be this year, and even though there's some attractive jobs open, he's headed back to the college level. And so again, those are some.
I don't know. I mean, the college level is a grind, man, and you know that's I think that's what makes this so difficult for the schools who have these prime openings right now. Who do you get to step in to places like LSU? And Florida and Southern Cal, who steps into those spots?
I don't know.
And so that's the thing. And whoever goes in there, recruiting is big because you got people who have raised the level of recruiting to a whole different level when you talk about what's happened with Alabama and Georgia. They're playing so well because they've recruited so well. Who else? And if you're not going to be up to that, then, you know, stay wherever you're at because that's the thing that's going to eat you up. Southern Cal is great. Southern Cal has always been the area that has fed the whole West Coast as far as talent. Well, I don't know if that talent pool is drying up or those kids just don't want to stay close to home. But that's the thing you got to solve if you're going to go to a place like Southern Cal. You know, so it's not like it was during the days of Pete Carroll when they were the team in town. You know, the NFL is back.
I was going to say, the NFL squashed
that. No, it's not
that.
Back with not just one but two teams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got a lot to deal with if you're going to take on that job. And obviously, if you're dealing with Florida LSU, you got to – Saban is your model. You're on a three-year leash. If you don't do it by 3 years, you're going to be gone. So that's the tough part about taking any of those jobs.
Okay, so we got going. And when you mentioned the magic name, and we should not bury the lead because the real story is not just what Michigan did yesterday, but what, you know, y'all were making fun of me. Y'all were, you know, my questioning about, well, could, you know, Auburn upset Alabama? And
well, I didn't make fun of you.
No, not you. I said y'all.
They played at Auburn, so anything can happen. Things go bump in the night, but they played that at Auburn.
Well, guess who I got a text from?
Was that?
During the game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mr. Alabama himself. Guest
really?
Friend of the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Chris Mahler.
Yeah.
is this my fault?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what he said.
Really? As he was taking a swig from his Mason jar.
Chris Waller, he reached out yesterday and was like, Ralph Cramden, hamana, 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 hamana.
Yeah,
this
really.
It must be my fault. Anyway, we're going to go into a little deeper thoughts on college football. That is up next. Just getting started on a Sunday morning, the 28th day of November. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Good morning, everybody. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, back at our usual spot. We have been doing, other shifts during this holiday, and I don't know about you, man, but it threw me off.
Just a little bit.
It threw me off more than a little bit. I mean, things I was thinking about after we got off the air that I needed to prepare myself for and forgetting, oh, wait, this is Friday. This is not Sunday, and then yesterday I felt like it was one of those days where throughout the course of a day, you leave to go to work or go wherever, school, and throughout the course of the day, you have this feeling you forgot to do something. And yesterday was one of them days. Yeah, so I get done. We get music still going here. This is good.
That's all right, man. It's good.
Toys in the Attic. It's Aerosmith. Going back many years. Taking a while. taking a stroll down memory lane, watch your step. This is a great album too, man. Yeah. This is one of the first rock albums I ever had. Anyway, is the story Michigan, Ohio State from yesterday? Is the story Alabama barely got past Auburn?
That's barely what happened down the road from us here.
We expected that. See,
yeah,
but
I mean, you do expect that. You look for certain things that happened in this game. There was a certain reappearance of someone that the Georgia fans hadn't seen all season, that we thought was going to miss the complete season. George Pickens caught one ball for 5 yards, but we got him back on the field. This guy, when healthy, is head and shoulders the best receiver in that receiving room, and he has not been able to play all season, and they were able to get him on the field yesterday. Now, the thing of it is, you just want him to get out, run some routes. You just get, used to being back out in the flow of things in a real game at real game speed. How much you lean on him or how much you want to make him a factor, that unknown factor. Once again, we talked about that player that's on the sideline that you pull out of your back pocket when you play the guy from down I-20. He could be another
Okay.
Yeah,
I meant the big game. I'm not talking about the SEC championship.
I'm talking
about the big game.
Well, I mean, you're gonna see. You don't know about that. You're gonna see him next week.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that's why I'm saying there's some other that you can pull out as long as you know what he's capable of doing. The coach knows what he's capable of doing right now. He was on the field for just a short period of time yesterday, and we don't know if you come out next week and you put him in a role and there's no video of him for this year and they already have problems in that secondary down in Alabama. I'm just saying, to me, that's one of the things you watch for in the Georgia-Georgia Tech game, who got a chance to play, you know, that maybe we hadn't seen. Stetson Bennett went all the way in the game, 14 of 20, 255 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's clearly going to be the guy that's going to start the game next week against Alabama. Early in the year, before the season, you would say, no way, not this guy, not after what happened with Alabama last year when he got out in the field with him and, you know, they chased him all over the place. But it seems like he's in a better place with his team, a better place with his offense, and to me that's what you look forward to next week. A lot of people asking questions about Georgia Tech. And I'll say this about Georgia Tech. And you know, they finished the season, the last two games they played, without scoring any points.
Right.
And that's not a good look for what Jeff Collins is trying to do. I think, and I have to remind some people, you say, you think Jeff Collins is on the hot seat? I'm like, well, first of all, they're in the ACC. So who's running away with the ACC?
Exactly. You're right. This year.
You know what I mean? So it's not that kind of animal that he's dealing with. But it also tells you how far Tech had fallen as far as just recruiting athletes. They were out of they had stopped recruiting athletes, Greg. Mm-hmm. You know, they were getting guys that could fit into a system. They can pigeonhole into this. You know, they go back and just have a whole different approach, you know, to it. And you know, but I think next year may be a year they say, okay, let's make some kind of bowl game. And, you know, I think that's what people will expect. We had several years of building and getting some players some confidence and trying to get some consistency over there. It's not a good look to lose, you know, your last two games, but those last two games are not conference games. And if you look within the conference, they're competitive. They're competitive within the conference in their games. Even the games that they've lost, they were not, you know, run off the field by anybody in their conference. And they were right there with a chance to beat Clemson. If people remember, that seemed like that was like 2 years ago. But earlier this season, they were right there. But it's the non-conference that really looks the worst when you look at Georgia Tech's schedule. So to me, that's what they have to do, is prepare themselves to be better and stronger within the conference. And to me, that's doable because nobody's running away with the ACC.
I heard somebody bring up a scenario, and they kind of broke it down, and I don't remember all the things that they cited, but they talked about the anomaly of these last two seasons, with the exception of the Blue Bloods or teams that really lost, like, say, Clemson, that you really can't measure what happened this year versus and compared to last year, because yet last year was what it was. You had teams that didn't even play in some games. It was because of the pandemic. It wasn't a normal year. In other words, there was no natural ascent from a particular team. They got, if you want to go back 4 years and look, okay, we got a top recruiting class, and watch that recruiting class grow for a few years. And because of the events of the last 2 years, this year is, in the minds of some, a standalone year. Again, the Blue Bloods are going to be who they are, all right? But when you talk about Georgia Tech, when you talk about some of these other programs that just couldn't get their footing right, and this was like the first full season in a couple of years. You see what I'm saying? It was a strange way. You couldn't compare what you saw this year to others, and I wondered if you subscribe to that theory.
I think there's something to it. The fact that it's not normal, and the thing of it is, the next couple of years are not going to be normal because you're going to have players who are going to get to play a fourth, fifth, sixth season of college football. Yeah. You're going to have some guys play longer college careers than NFL careers.
That's right.
Really.
You're right.
And so that experience is going to be there. Which teams are going to have those guys who are going to stay on board, not hit the transfer portal,
right?
You know, and that type thing. And watch and see the difference in some of those teams who have these veteran squads. It's going to take on the look of what we see in March Madness when we see a team that may be from a have-not type conference, but they've got guys who've been together for a long time, and here you are with a team full of one-and-dones, and these guys who are grown men going to go out there and make you look silly in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. We've seen that happen. Get ready to see some of that, you know, in football. But like you said, the Blue Bloods, the guys are really at the top. Are the ones who recruit, and they're going to be all right. They're going to be just fine.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we shut this hour down, we are going to talk some NBA, but up next, but I want to continue this college football conversation. We were talking about Georgia over there on the flats, and one of the things that Kirby Smart actually, and I don't know why he seems surprised at this, but he was actually talking about the crowd that showed up.
What an incredible turnout. It felt like a home game when you looked up in the stands to see all the red. I expected it to be that way, but maybe not as much as it was.
Yeah. I don't know why he even thought it wasn't going to be that way.
But
because,
why wouldn't he think that?
Yeah. When I looked at the game, when I looked at the times that I tuned in, because I was bouncing around, it did. It looked like a home game. Yeah. But for whatever reason, he made it sound like, you know, in another piece of sound that I heard, that he was surprised they traveled. You know, he thought about the holiday weekend and all of that. But yet, this is when they play this game every year. And so,
right.
Anyway.
He had to say something nice.
Yeah.
He just had to say something
nice. He had a nice trip to Atlanta.
Thanks, Coach.
He should have went. Well, he's going to be back there next week. Let's put it that way.
He'll be back at the other place. And, you know, that's the thing. But, you know, they did what they had to do. They took care of business. They weren't looking too far ahead. And I think that's the thing. And some people may say maybe Alabama was looking ahead last night. They shouldn't
absolutely
have been.
Were.
You think so?
A couple weeks ago, you said
you can't do that in that game.
You
though.
Said, and we talked about this. And listen, I don't have the college football, you know, just feel for what is going to happen next. I sit and I look at it and I go, okay, these are what my eyeballs are telling me. And I really started paying attention after you told me that Arkansas really expose some of the weaknesses in that Alabama program.
Well, Florida did early in the year.
Yeah, but then people forgot about that throughout the season. Florida did, and then you saw what, you know, Florida made a deal with the devil, it seemed like. Yeah. But that Arkansas game was the beginning. They put up, what was it, how many points up against Alabama? I got to go back and check this real quick. But they ended this season.
They scored 35 points.
Yeah, and so you felt like, we were talking before, you felt like, maybe they showed something. Alabama, a little chink in the armor there.
Well,
and
I mean,
then Auburn goes.
Well, Texas A&M scored 41 on them.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
And beating them. Okay. Ole Miss scored 42. The Ole Miss wished they could get another shot at Alabama.
Yeah, they do.
They wish that they could.
there's a lot of schools that wish they could get another shot at some of these people. But my point is, if you could make a case for a team looking past the opponent in front of them, that's the game. That was the game yesterday. And that's the arrogance that walks around Tuscaloosa on a regular basis. This game was on the road. You've seen this hiccup before between these two teams. You know, this is a rivalry matchup. And we all, you know, speculated that Alabama was going to get to this game next week, which they are, of course. But them in the national championship, you put up excellent. And by the way, let's talk about those, who we believe those four teams will be. But do they scare anybody like they have in the past?
Well, that's just it. And, you know, it goes back to this, what we heard from the coach this week. Remember what we heard from Coach Nick Saban this week when he just went off on the Alabama fans about mm-hmm. their expectations and their,
their
entitlement or whatnot? It was almost like he was saying, get ready, y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. You guys expect us to go out there and beat everybody by 40, and we're not that team this year. We're a good team. We're a great team. But we're not this team that's going to go out there and beat everybody by 40. You know, we're getting everybody else's good shot. And some other teams and programs are improving, are getting better. And so that's all. To me, that's what he threw out there. And he, you know, in no uncertain terms, he did it in his own Nick Saban way. He provided content.
Yeah, that's what he did.
He went on for about 4 or 5 minutes about that. The people who went to that coaching show that night got more than they bargained for.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever, whether it was before you were covering games or during the time you were covering games, were you ever in an environment like that Michigan State game yesterday? Michigan was kind of, it was dusty, but full out snow where you couldn't even see Penn State. When they had certain camera angles, you couldn't even see the team. It was just like numbers flying by.
Yeah, no,
have you ever been in
the
snow?
I mean, the only time I've been in the snow like that was when I was working sidelines with Georgia State up at Boone, up in App State. I've shown you that picture before, right? Yeah, you seen that picture? Did I show you that picture?
I believe you have in the past, but I mean,
that was harsh.
Would you?
It was because
Sam ain't sitting in no snow.
No, I'm out there snowing, and the snow is blowing. It's cold. I can't feel my feet in the fourth quarter. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
You gotta bring comfortable shoes, man.
Man, it don't matter what you brought up in that place.
Yeah, you do. You can see if you grew up up north, you know where to get some boots.
I had some boots.
And feel comfortable, man, and bounce around.
I had boots, and I put the little foot warmers in the bottom of them. By the fourth quarter, Greg, my feet were cold.
Foot warmer. See, now that's the Southern gentleman right there. Because first of all, me in football games, period, and sitting out there, no, I never was into that. But I like being out in the snow. Love being out in the snow, doing other things. But just sitting and watching a football game, no.
You're not properly insulated. That's the other thing.
I'm insulated for doing other stuff. I don't care Walter Payton or not. I'm not going out to a Bears sitting in Soldier Field.
I'm talking about you got that flask in your pocket.
I never was one to do that.
That's how people do that.
Not everybody. Not everybody. Some folks.
They get properly insulated and they don't care. You can bring polar bears out there on the field.
I would love to take you up there, man.
You wouldn't either.
Well, we wouldn't go to a game because I'm not doing that either. But just get you out there in some snow and walking around.
Why?
And just to experience it.
I haven't experienced it.
I'm talking about, you know, you're going out and doing stuff. Then you get in your car and try to drive in that mess. That's just, see.
And so you do all that on Thanksgiving Day on your way to a Lions game.
No, not me. And, I didn't grow up in Detroit.
Well, I'm just saying, man, that's that other thing.
No, I go down to Jewel Osco and get me something and bring back. Anyway, we will be talking more college football later on.
Yeah, we will.
And I give our thoughts on what the rankings should look like. Don't know if it will, but should look like. Our first dive into the NBA, we're going to do that next later on in the show. We're going to have Terrell Thomas join us from These Urban Times. But like I said, going to talk NBA next. Sam and I just getting started on a Sunday morning. A what Sunday morning?
Game day Sunday.
God bless you, man. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take you with you on the Odyssey app.
Another one bites the dust.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this 28th day of November, Sunday. Back in our usual spots. We are the opening act for a football day here. Wade Ford Tailgate Show follows us from 9 until 11. Then Falcons at Jacksonville. Pre-game 11 a.m. kickoff at 1. We got the Falcons flyover after that. And then tonight, you got Browns and Ravens. Pre-game 7:30, kickoff at 8:20. Hey, man, I sent you a couple pictures because you had me talking about deltas the other day. We were talking about sororities and fraternities on the air.
Yep.
And I sent you, I told you about that cookbook.
Yeah.
The Delta cookbook.
Okay.
There's a couple recipes that you can highlight. It. Well, there's a page, and it's just the name of them. And then, like I said, this is the sorority cookbook. But yet the names of those, when I first saw them, I went, what? Do you have those in front of you there?
No, I don't have them.
Okay, well, I'll bring those back up there. But then I sent you a picture with Mama in it too.
Okay, oh,
sitting
man,
there with
okay.
her security with her sorority girls. So
there you go.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, family during this holiday weekend, right?
Right.
That's what
we
all about.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And also thanks to Dylan, our producer this morning. We've been jumping through them. The holidays, you know, we thought we'd have Garrett here and Garrett's off doing whatever, and then we have. Who was with us? Dominic.
Dominic
was with us the other day, and now he's off doing other things. But Dylan, one of your correspondents for the high school scoreboard show, correct?
He is. He's been outstanding this season.
What's he been like to work for, Dylan? What's your anchor been like?
Oh, Sam is amazing. You know, working with a legend, I mean, that just makes everything easier. So,
I don't know what that means.
No, that's right. He's a legend.
Working with somebody crusty, but go ahead.
Nah, crusty is far from the correct word. But I know, in all seriousness, working with him and Coach Chris, I mean, it's been amazing. I've been behind the glass and then out there working in the field. So both ways have been amazing. And, I mean, they just make it easy to work with. And especially when you feed them right. When you feed them right, they're an extra they're good
the
move,
key.
Greg. You got to feed them right.
Hoots Wings?
Hoots? Or pizza.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Dylan messed up of getting the pizza up here, man.
Before we got the Hoots sponsorship, and shout out to them, you know, I put them on to Da Vinci's Pizzas right here in Midtown. So, I mean, it's no sponsor, you know, shameless plug. But I put them on to that. And that might be something they eat, you know, outside of the Kia studio, Sam. I mean, Greg.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to go around what's going on with high school and college here with Sam at top of the hour. I got another question to ask you, but we got to get into NBA right now. But hey, listen, Sam, that is a roaring testimonial you just got.
What was that?
You from Dylan.
Oh.
That was a wonderful, it called it legend. Acknowledged you right, gave you the respect, you and Chris. See? We're going to miss you when this show's over with, with high school football. That's the two things we're going to miss. Like when football ends, you know, back in the day when John Madden was calling games and even with Al Michaels now, when the game's over with, man, I miss hearing Al call a game or John call a game. They're going to miss you and your analysis of high school sports when the season's over.
Well, we'll still mention some things because it gets into recruiting time and who signs. We got signing day. We got two signing days to go through. We'll be talking about that type thing. And before you know it, it'll be spring ball. They'll be back out there getting ready for the next season. So
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we shift gears here real quick and talk NBA, and the Hawks are sitting there, you know, kind of bittersweet weekend. They got past Memphis the way you thought, but the Knicks, kind of a hiccup there.
Everybody went cold in the fourth quarter last night. Neither team could throw it in the Chattahoochee River. They were terrible. They really were. They were awful last night. But, you know, you get down to the game, and 99-90 the final score. And, you know, the Hawks. And when we think about the Hawks and Knicks, we think about those comebacks in the playoffs. How, you know, no lead was safe for the Knicks. The Hawks would come back and catch them. And that wasn't the case last night. Some different cast of characters because both teams had some guys missing at the end of the game. Kemba Walker and Derrick Rose didn't play in the game. So you figured if the Knicks are winning, those guys are playing and doing great things for them. That wasn't the case. And then the Hawks got the double-double from Clint Capella. Like I always say, that's the key to a win. You got 16 points, 21 rebounds, but you had, you know, Bogdanovich left the game with an ankle injury. Trey Reddish left the game with a problem with his wrist. And those are two guys that weren't there at the very end to try to help pull this team back up and get them back into this game. So, it's a loss. But after winning, you know, with seven straight.
Yeah, coming back the way they have, that, you know, it was nice. You talked about the guys who didn't play for the Knicks, and then you also got Julius Randle, who only had 8 points.
Yeah.
So you figure if that's the case, these guys should pull out a win. But, again, long season, and in the minds of, you don't want to say the players, but for the majority of the people who follow this, you know, the focus right now is who's going to be in the, you know, championship games in college football. We're still watching the NFL go around here. So Christmas Day is the jump off
that's
point.
That's the thing. And that's when these teams will meet at Madison Square Garden. And I think, you know, this game may have snuck up on some folks. Oh, boy, they playing them this week. You know, because everyone has heard about the Hawks are going to play the Knicks Christmas Day at Madison Square Garden to kick off the big NBA fest of basketball games on Christmas Day.
They don't.
What?
We do.
We do what?
They don't kick off the festivities.
Okay.
We do.
We do.
You and I.
Well, we do as well.
So I'm saying, you and I will be on before the game.
Before the game.
We're kicking things off.
Yeah, we'll get people off.
We are starting your Christmas morning off, Sam and I. Now, take that one with you. All right? So make your plans right now. We'll be opening presents on the air.
Maybe. You think so?
Well, not really. I do mine at Christmas. But it's a nice thought, though, isn't it?
We're still going to order that thing from Sharper Image, that alarm that goes on your mailbox so you know when your bills show up. That was a great – somebody had that on – Somebody had to have that on Shark Tank, right?
or for those who don't want that and want to do it the Fred Sanford way, they just put the bills back in the mailbox. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, I don't know that we pay attention to any sort of winning streak or who's a, you know, the head of their particular division right now. Hawks are on the outside looking in where the playoffs will start tomorrow. And
yeah,
you know how folks feel about that.
Early, yeah. I think people do – I think this year people are keeping an eye out for the Hawks, not as attentive, because we do have football going on and we got something great possibly happening with college football here in our town. So, I mean, that's something that we really are focused on. But I think because of the way the Hawks finished last year, yeah, people are kind of keeping an ear out. So how they doing?
Right.
You know, we ain't probably not buying tickets and going down to see them quite yet. That's something that's on the way. But I think because of what happened, people are like, so, you know, keeping up with it until the last football is kicked, then we're going to dive into this. And we want the team to be in the right place when we decide to jump in and dive in on NBA, you know, on Christmas Day. So we kind of watch to see what they do here in the coming weeks. They lost last night. They hope to get back in the win column. They're playing at Indiana on Wednesday.
Right.
Yep, against the Pacers. And back home Friday night against the Philadelphia 76ers, who – We got an APB out for the point guard. Where is
you surprised it's taken this long for Ben Simmons and Kyrie to be visible again on the NBA, you know, on the NBA stage?
Yeah.
You surprised it's taken this long?
Yeah. I mean, maybe Kyrie now, but Ben Simmons, I figured, you know, he's going to show up. So that tells you to what degree where things are with him, to me, and his confidence level and everything. I mean, and maybe the guy just never will hit a jump shot or a free throw. I don't know. I mean, tremendous athlete and great ability, but, you know, who's going to pay that kind of money for a guy you can't put on the floor the last 2 minutes of a game?
Pick up that contract. Listen, they called it the yips in baseball. I don't know if that's what you want to call it in basketball.
But did he ever have it? The yips is something that you had it, but something gets in between you and that thing. I'm talking about, did he ever have it? I don't think he ever had it. And you wonder how somebody ascends to that level.
Well, see, that's why I don't believe that to be the case. He had to have it at some point, man. That's how you get judged. And he's got something. And if he didn't have it, whatever the other abilities are, it cancels it out. It's like somebody who's lost a sense, but yet life has still continued with them, and they're doing quite well, and in some cases better than others. So his paycheck tells you, and I don't normally go there, but his salary tells you that deficiency is well, we're going to put up with that, and we'll put this over here because you have so many other things to offer. I do believe it has something to do with the time of year we're looking at here. Nobody really gets worked up into a lather about, you know, making this acquisition in November after Christmas. Like I said, that's when the season really opens up. But let me tell you something. Did you see the news from the governor of New York? Or the new governor of New York City?
No. Governor of New York.
Basically put a warning.
Governor of New York State.
New York State, excuse me. She put a warning out that there's another variant of this virus coming. Y'all need to get ready. So if there was any thought of her laxing the rules that are in place right now, relaxing any of those, it doesn't seem to be the case. She is letting folks know this deal is coming out of, I don't know, it's Africa or South America. It's coming from somewhere overseas, and it is heading this way. And it is a variant that scientists are talking about, and they believe it is heading toward the East Coast, and it's going to make its way there, especially with the travelers. They're going, and bans have already started. Again, so that being the case, and given the stance of some athletes, you got to wonder what's going to happen next. That's all I'm saying. And we talk about Kyrie. Ben Simmons doesn't fall into this category, but you talk about Kyrie and other athletes who have an issue with this. Keep an eye out for what happens next.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye out because you got elected officials who are making these decisions. And as far as the Kyrie Irving and I can't remember what the change was. Was it San Francisco? The other one? because Wiggins was supposed to get a shot too, and he wasn't. The San Francisco had pretty much the same thing.
Golden State.
Anyway, so this is not, you know, we are not out of the woods yet with this, and I'm not getting into a conversation about that. I'm just saying this is going to affect sports leagues again.
Yeah.
And elected officials are not going to be caught, you know. They're just not going to get caught the way they were in the past.
Well, as you say that, Philadelphia is due here this Friday, and Brooklyn is due here the next Friday, February 10th. Brooklyn Nets are due to play here in Atlanta. So it'll be the second meeting of the season. Of course, the Hawks have already played them up in New York once. And so they will get to see them, whether Kyrie Irving is with them or not. They'll be playing here in Atlanta on the 10th.
We're going to be talking more NBA later on, and with a lot smarter voice than me, Terrell Thomas. He's going to join us from These Urban Times. Terrell is our usual basketball go-to guy, so he's going to be coming up, like I said, in the 8 o'clock hour. We're only here till 9. This is what happens on a Falcons football Sunday. We go till 9 o'clock. We turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. But one of the voices we have not heard from in a while when we talk Falcons is D. Orlando Ledbetter, and he's going to join us next hour. And he's joining
us
early.
He's special. He's special today.
You mean his time is special? He's always special.
Yeah, but he's very special. That's why he gets to come on early today. He's special.
Okay. Coming up top of the hour, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. High school, college, and everything else, man. Tell me, because I watched a little bit of that, not a little bit, a good bit of Grambling Southern yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, dude, from Grambling, I don't have his name in front of me here. 168 yards, 100 and some yards as far as rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! So, like I said, we're going to talk about that coming up. And a casting call also coming up later on in the 7 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 28th day of November. We hope you are having a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.